The following program is brought to you by your friends at TheForce.net.
Oh, Maxi bit the Force.
And RebelScum.com.
You Rebel Scum. The galaxy is listening.
A long time ago, in a galaxy far, far away.
This is a ForceCast Microcast.
Size matters not.
Brought to you by TheForce.net and RebelScum.com.
You may fire, friend Reddit.
Okay, Renegade Squadron, get to your ships. We're going to have to clear a path through those fighters for Solo.
Welcome to Star Wars Battlefront, Renegade Squadron. LucasArts and the ForceCast have teamed up to bring you an insider's look into the latest Star Wars video game.
The Republic is in control of a command post.
Star Wars Battlefront, Renegade Squadron.
Get behind!
Here we go, troops, I'm entering the base.
All right, and I'm talking to Jeff Penna, the producer of Star Wars Battlefront Renegade Squadron, and the assistant producer, Casey Coleman. Thanks, fellas.
No problem. Glad to be here.
Now, I understand that this game was built from the ground up for the PlayStation Portable. Why was the decision made to make the next chapter in the whole Battlefront saga exclusively for the portable console?
Well, Jeff, you want to handle that one, or should I? Yeah, go ahead. Well, I think having been on Battlefront 1 and Battlefront 2, we know the successes of the system, of the franchise on all systems, and we're very proud of it. We think that the fact that the Battlefront 2 was the number 3 life-to-date game on the PSP shows us that we have a very big audience out there for Battlefront fans on the handheld system, and we thought that this was kind of a natural flow. We know that players really enjoy the pick-up-and-play mentality and aspect of Battlefront on the handheld because they like to get into a battle, have fun playing around for 10 to 15 minutes and then get out. And that, again, really lends itself well to the PSP system. Also taking into account that Rebellion Studios, the guys who did the development on the project, were able to really maximize the potential of the PSP and offer a really fun concept for the game. We thought it was a natural choice for us to do an exclusive for the PSP because there's going to be obviously more Battlefront coming out sometime in the future. We know that. But for the 2007, this is the game that we really wanted to make, and we wanted to make exclusively and have a real big bang with the PSP system itself.
So as you look at developing the game, really what came first? Was it the idea of doing this exclusively for the PSP? Did the storyline come up? Are you guys looking at this as kind of like Battlefront 2.5?
No, it wasn't ever a 2.5. It was always, the vision of making a Battlefront game for the PSP, recognizing, as Casey said, that the fan base is out there, and it's a great platform for the Battlefront series. So, from the very get-go, we planned to have a standalone product for the PSP.
And then at what point did you start developing the storyline and what are some of the things, the hoops that you have to jump through when it comes to that, as far as the overall canon of Star Wars?
Well, the story goes through many revisions on any game. I think for a Star Wars game in particular, when we have to work with Lucas licensing to make sure that the things that we're putting in the story are not only fun and engaging for people, but also have a little bit of fun for the people who recognize what Star Wars is and recognize that those iconic moments. And that's really what Battlefront is all about and has been about, is those iconic battles, playing, the classic Star Wars battles any way you want. So when we piece together a story, you start with that framework. You start with, all right, what are some of the some of the iconic things that people really recognize and have fun with? And then, you build your characters around those. And because Battlefront is a game franchise based around telling the story of the soldier's point of view, not the Luke Skywalker and the Han Solo. Everybody knows what those people were doing. This is more based about, the guys on the fringes, the guys in the shadows who were doing different things that necessarily aren't the hero story. So we have a lot of freedom to work there and be able to create a really fun, unique story that people will recognize the iconic moments, but is also something that's brand new. So those are just some of the things that we get into when we create a story, and certainly it happens to be a really fun and unique story that we're really proud of, I think.
Yeah, basically, the general theme of Battlefront definitely played into filling in those gaps in a sense that you're not really limited to, you know, a Luke Skywalker story or a Han Solo story, like Casey said. I mean, it basically allowed us that flexibility and freedom. And, you know, it that was the thing that kind of helped us get started, get the ball rolling, didn't really have those types of limitations, and then saying, okay, what do people look for in a Star Wars story? And, you know, we definitely have those iconic moments, like Casey said.
Now, Casey, you've actually worked on both Battlefront, the original Battlefront, and Battlefront 2, right?
That's correct.
Okay. And, of course, you're obviously well aware of the success of the series. I mean, it's sold more than 10 million copies worldwide. Is there pressure going into, the next chapter in the series?
You know, it's funny. I thought about that early on. It was like, all right, here we go again. I'm heading down this great road again of being able to create something that's fun and unique that we know has a really big fan base now. And there is certainly, it's starting to pick up steam. You know, it's starting to become that franchise that people look to in Star Wars that people can expect to have a lot of fun with. I wouldn't say that there was pressure. I think it's that excitement factor of, all right, what are we going to do now to top what we've done before? And we think the personalization and customization aspect of Renegade Squadron is something that people are really, really going to love and they haven't seen before, but it's also that natural evolution of the franchise going forward. So it was more of an excitement factor really than a pressure building sense. But, yeah, we had a lot of fun just figuring out all the different things that we were going to do to top ourselves.
Well, talk a little bit more about the character customization. I know that this is something that is really kind of pressing the envelope as far as pushing the envelope, rather, as far as this game is concerned. This is more customization than we're used to as Battlefront players. Can you talk a little bit about it?
Yeah, sure. I think when we started off with the class system in Battlefront 1 and Battlefront 2, those were designed to keep the games really fair and balanced across both sides and all factions. And they made a lot of sense because in the Star Wars universe, you had some of these characters. You had pilots. You had soldiers. You even had snipers in some cases as well. You had jetpack troopers and guys like that. So for Renegade Squadron, we started looking into the customization and personalization aspect of it. When I say it's a natural flow, I think it's natural because people really want to have that ability to really have that sandbox feel, you know, to remember what it was like to put Han Solo's gun in Boba Fett's hand or something like that, you know, back in the day. But now we're doing it from a soldier class perspective where you can have a Wookiee with a rocket launcher and a jetpack. You don't necessarily have to hide behind, you know, a particular character that you were given in a box package. You're taking those boxes, you're opening them up, you're putting all sorts of different people's weapons in different people's hands, different abilities for each character, and really crafting a character that you really want to have fun with. And again, it harks back to that different kind of era where you're back in the sandbox in your backyard having a lot of fun playing with those characters and really making it any way you want in the truest sense of the phrase.
Well, and this is also, I mean, that's not the only kind of first. Also, this is going to be the first PSP game that allows players to play with each other online.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Jeff, you want to tackle any of that? Yeah, that was kind of Jeff's expertise for sure.
Yeah. This is definitely, Battlefront 2 did not have online play, and so this is another feature set that we're bringing to the Renegade Squadron game. You know, 16 players on the infrastructure, 8 players ad hoc. It's really dynamic and a lot of fun, and it really, really magnifies and accentuates the customization aspect of it because, each map is played differently, requires different loadouts and stuff like that. And I think a lot of online players are going to really, really enjoy this game.
In addition to it being released, obviously individually, it's also going to be packaged with a special edition PSP system. Is that right?
Absolutely, yeah. That's something that our sales and marketing teams have been working hand-in-hand very hard with Sony. And when we decided we wanted this game to be an exclusive PSP product, that actually came up from Sony. And they let us know that they were doing this refresh thing. And they jumped at the chance to work with Battlefront, and we jumped at the chance to have an exclusive bundle. So, a lot of credit goes out to our guys on this side here who don't necessarily get all the frontline attention, the sales guys, the marketing guys who put this little deal together and package it all up in this great-looking Vader white PSP. It's going to be something that people are really going to enjoy, and obviously the standalone product, too, is going to be something that people are going to snatch up for sure.
Has the technology evolved to the point to where there's really very little difference between designing a game for one of the portable systems versus one of the larger console systems? Or what are some of the considerations that have to be taken when you know that this is going to be designed for a portable platform?
Basically, you could take a look at where are people using the hardware. How often are they using it? You got to definitely take in consideration the length of time that they're using it. Generally, people are not situated in one place with their portable handheld. So we got to take that into account in the sense of how long the missions are and how long the maps will play out and stuff like that. So you definitely have to take that into account, as well as some of the hardware limitations. But again, as you can see with the game, there is a whole lot of the game in there. So it wasn't in the sense of that we were limited in the sense of how much content we could provide. It's just basically being more aware of what the certain limitations are in the sense of what are people using it for, and making sure that the end user has a really good experience.
Yeah, I think that's something very important, Jeff, is that people tend to think that when they see handheld games, they are spin-offs or downplayed versions of a console game. Well, in reality, this Battlefront game is actually bigger than any Battlefront game we've ever done. It still has all those great game modes. It has Galactic Conquest. It has Instant Action. And now it has customization and a really fun story that people are really, really going to dig. So it's not just a watered-down version of a PS2 or a PS3 version of the game. It's something that people are really going to have a lot of fun with playing on its own, and it stands up against any of the console versions we've ever done. But at the same time, it takes unique advantage of those aspects, like Jeff was mentioning, of where are these people playing the game? What is the experience and the payoff that they're going to get in the 10 to 15 minutes of gameplay that they may have while they're picking up their PSP?
Yeah. I don't think we can say it enough, is that this... I would definitely stand this product up against any other next-gen console in the sense of what the content is and what the gameplay experience has been designed to be. It's definitely it is its own game. It's no port in any sense of the word.
Well, I think you fellas are right. I mean, if there was ever a game that was perfect for a portable system, it's definitely Battlefront. What I love about Battlefront, and I'm a terrible gamer. I'll admit that. I admit that on the show. I'm just the worst. But but Battlefront gives me like these little bursts of short-term gratification. And so that's what I really enjoy about it. But there's also a story mode. And with any great Star Wars game, there's a storyline. Can you guys comment a little bit about if you want to play the story mode, who are some of the characters you're going to run into? I know you mentioned Han Solo and these folks on the fringes. But can you give me a little more detail?
Go ahead, Casey.
Sure. Well, the background of the story mode is shortly after the first Death Star was destroyed at the end of Episode 4. The Empire mounts a big attack against the Rebellion, but this time they don't use the Death Star. They use basically all the forces that they have. Knowing this, the leaders of the Rebellion know that they can't withstand another big attack. So what they had to do is actually go out and form a band of people who wouldn't need training, guys who were trained in military tactics, who could go out and do the dirty work that the Rebellion needed done. And that's where the Renegade Squadron comes in. These guys were put together by Han Solo through his friend Commander Cole Serra, and they go out and they start, with the Battle of Yavin, where they actually defend the planet from another onslaught. And they go through all these great iconic moments, as well as some very fun moments that people have never seen before on planets like Korriban and Sullust and Sulukumai, places that were only hinted at, maybe in the movies or in the books and stuff, that people are going to not really recognize but actually have a lot of fun playing these new worlds. And then we go to Hoth, and we have Tatooine in there, and we have Endor, this great battle on Endor at the end. So this story really lends itself well to not only the iconic moments in the movies, but also this great new areas where people are going to have a lot of fun exploring on these new planets as well. And some of the people that you're going to be meeting along the way, like you mentioned, there'll be Han Solo in there. There'll be, Chewbacca, of course, is around. You'll be partnering with Admiral Ackbar for a little bit as well. So there's definitely a sprinkling of some very well-known characters in the game, and you'll even run up against some well-known enemies for sure, without giving too much of it away. But people are going to see that there's all these great iconic moments mixed in, and it actually bridges a nice gap between some of the story elements in the movies that people may not have been aware of.
Absolutely. It definitely sheds a light on, what was happening with the rebellion between this battle and that battle, and what were these guys doing. So you definitely will get some insight on what these people were doing during those times and stuff like that. And like Casey said, you'll definitely be seeing some other iconic characters.
You were talking about, the iconic moments, and I mean, there's probably not another film or film series that is as well known and is as, held under the microscope like the Star Wars films with the Star Wars fans. We know every line. We know the landscapes. We've got fans that actually travel to the, on location. Yeah. They know what the glaciers looked like on Hoth. How do you continue to put these games out and keep those moments fresh?
Well, I think for the Battlefront franchise, it's something that people really recognize as that fun experience of, I have all of these great Star Wars toys, all of those things that they were collecting growing up, and now they have them in this virtual world where they can choose how they want to use them, They can choose where they want to take them. They can choose, we give you a broad stroke of a map. We give you a picture to look at, and you get to plug in all your different fun characters. You get to put in all the different things that you want to play with. So keeping it fresh for the Battlefront franchise is really not that hard because we have so much to work with. There are so many great moments and iconic things from all six of the movies and some of the other things that people haven't actually seen before. Like I mentioned in the story campaign, we have so many great areas that we can actually explore between the movies or on the outside of the movies. So keeping it fresh from that perspective is never that hard. Some of the things that we want to make sure we're always keeping fresh are just the gameplay elements of the game. What are some of the things that people are looking to have fun with out there, whether it's online play, whether it's customization and personalization? Those are the areas that we keep exploring, and we need to make sure that fans out there and fans of Battlefront franchise are really going to have fun with.
Awesome. Now, Casey, I spoke with Chris earlier, and he had mentioned that you guys are going to have a launch event at in San Francisco.
Yes, we are. We're looking to have a really fun launch event to get a lot of fans out there and see exactly, what the response is pretty early on. We know that, Battlefront is a very successful franchise for us. So going forward, we're going to have a lot more details coming out on that.
This game has been in development for how long?
We've been in development for just a little bit over a year now. I came onto the project at the end of December of last year, and it was well underway at that point. It still didn't have its feet under itself. There was, a lot of rough framework. So it's a pretty quick development cycle considering the project undertaking here and the fact that it is a very large Battlefront game. Even though it is on a small system, it's still a lot of content to do in a year. So we've been on it for roughly about 13 months.
Okay. And what is there anything that in particular that you want fans to know? I mean, it's interesting. We talked a little bit about the pressure, but I mean, not only do you have the shoes to fill of the Star Wars universe and Star Wars fandom, but also the Battlefront. I mean, even I, like I said, and I'm a very modest gamer. I have both Battlefront 1 and 2 for my Xbox, and it is so cool. I can't tell you how much of a thrill it is for me to get home from a day at work and just put that game on and just escape into that world. It's really cool. So you've given a lot of people a lot of enjoyment.
Well, yeah, and I think that what I really want fans to understand is some of the things that we've covered already today is just that this is a great game whether you're playing it on the PSP or whether you're playing it anywhere else. It's a lot of rich content. There's a lot of gameplay in there. People are going to have a lot of fun playing it online or offline. And it is a true Battlefront game. It is that experience of being able to play the classic Star Wars battles any way you want, whether you're jumping in vehicles, whether you're playing as a hero, whether you're flying in space, whether you're playing with the customization and personalization aspects of it. It's all in there. And this time I think people are really going to enjoy the fact that you get to do it not only any way you want, but actually anywhere you want as well. You can pick up your PSP, take it on the bus, take it to work, take it to school, but do your homework, of course. And then, jump on a plane or do whatever you want to do and have a lot of fun with it. And I think that all the pressure, all the, the different late nights that we had working on the game, they all really paid off because we think we have a very solid game that people are really going to enjoy.
And it streets when?
We're coming out October 9th, both the standalone product with the game just by itself, but we're also coming out with the PSP white refresh with the silkscreen Darth Vader image on the back of it.
Awesome. And it looks like we have a few copies of the game you've been nice enough to give us for giveaways for our listeners, and we appreciate that very much.
Not a problem. Hope they enjoy it.
Oh, you know, one thing I wanted to ask you, and if you can't say anything, that's fine. But, Casey, is there anything that you want to say about the future of the Battlefront series?
Well, you got to be honest here. We know that Battlefront 1 and Battlefront 2 and certainly Renegade Squadron are very popular games for us, and the Battlefront franchise we see as obviously something that we're very proud of. So naturally, we would expect that there would be something coming out later on.
And can I ask you where there's – is there one little nugget? Is there one little thing that you think that you'd love to do within the Battlework the Battlefront framework – that we haven't seen yet?
Well, I don't want to get into too much of what I want, because then, you know, people start getting their own expectations of maybe what another Battlefront franchise game could be. So what I would, of course, love to see is just that continued support from the fans out there. I think that, you know, as far as letting the fans have a lot of feedback with us, because that was something that we really took to heart with Renegade Squadron, was some of the things that fans had a lot of fun with, some of the things that we had our own ideas about. But I think as long as the fans keep enjoying it and they keep telling us what they like and what they don't like, then those are the games that will continue to progress out of this franchise.
Cool. Good answer. All right. Jeff Penna and Casey Coleman, thanks a lot, guys.
No problem,
guys.
Thank
you
guys. Very much. Thank you very much.
The biggest game franchise in Star Wars history continues with an all-new mission. Star Wars Battlefront Renegade Squadron. This time, only on the PSP system. Experience classic Battlefront action.
We control a command post.
For the first time ever in Star Wars Battlefront, customize your character. Select your weapons. Choose your abilities. And create a different experience every time you play. Any way and anywhere you want. You are the newest member of Han Solo's Renegade Squadron. In an all-new storyline where you bring the Empire to its knees. Star Wars Battlefront Renegade Squadron. This fall, the battle continues on the PSP system.
This podcast is not endorsed by Lucasfilm Limited or 20th Century Fox and is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. The official Star Wars site can be found at www.starwars.com. Star Wars, all names and sounds of Star Wars characters, vehicles, and any other Star Wars related items are registered trademarks and or copyrights of Lucasfilm Limited or their respective trademark and copyright holders. All original content of this podcast is the intellectual property of the Force.net LLC unless otherwise indicated.